Have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Galatians chapter 2. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 2. We'll begin reading this morning at verse 16. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16. The Bible says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." I want to preach this morning for a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought: living by faith. Now, you couldn't take this text and come up with any other title for it than just living by faith. Amen. He says it's not of the law, because law tells us things that it's just a book of do's and don'ts, and we never was able to get that right. Even when I was a little kid at home, Mama and Daddy had a lot of do's and don'ts that you youngins, Andrew, know how we are. And we have a lot of do's and don'ts. They say, "Well, you can do this and don't do that." And we don't hardly ever get all that right within ourselves. This old flesh rises up and it takes us in different directions. And if ain't careful, we're apt to rebel against God. And when we rebel against God, we rebel against what's right, what's wrong, the do's and the don'ts, and we rebel against God Himself. But he said, because of that, we needed some kind of intercessor. We need somebody to come along and help us in our journey called life. Amen. The life that we live, life you and I live day by day, concerning our relationship in this world, and the relationship that we have, not with just ourselves, but the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So he said, he steps in, and he said, what we have to do is begin a life by just living by faith. Or if you would, living our faith. What do we believe in this morning? Who do you believe in? Who do you put your faith and trust in? I start to say face and trust, but that's about right. What do we look at? What do we face every day? And who do we face it with? Who goes before us? If we go before it in our flesh, we'll mess up. Our flesh is weak. Amen? And we'll talk more about that tonight, but this morning we just want to look at what we need to overcome it, and that's the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So he tells us here, knowing that the man is not justified by the works of law. Not justified. Now, what does it mean to be justified? Now, a lot of people say, well, it means just as if we had never sinned. But we know tonight for a fact, that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. How do we know that? We know that because God Almighty told us that. Amen. He told us that in Romans 3:26. He said that all have, Romans 3:23, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that day's tell. Now listen, that way we shouldn't be too heady and high-minded today that you think you're any better than anybody else. Amen. You can look at that person beside you across the room, and you can say, you know what? I'm no better than they are. But you can also say, they're no better than I am. Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the only way that we can prevent that is just to help the Lord. Because we realize that we have sinned. Amen. And we have to realize, but in order to do right, in order to seek the righteousness of God, we have to realize that justification and righteousness go together. Amen. Justification, righteousness, they go hand in hand. You can't separate the two. See, what I think we're trying to do in the world today, we're trying to separate justification and righteousness. Said, well, I've been justified, Lord Jesus Christ, so I can kind of do what I do, live like I do, and everything will be all right. But God said there's a right way and there's a wrong way. And then there's our way. Our way don't always fit into either category. We try to straddle the fence and find some place of complacency in our heart, amen, that'll help us feel good about ourselves. I want to say, praise God, I don't feel good about me, but I feel good, I feel wonderful about Him. The Lord Jesus Christ in my heart does things for me, praise God, that the world can't do. So I'm looking for that justification, but I'm looking for that righteousness too, that right walk before God. What God says is right, and that's what makes the difference. Amen? And now our consciousness tells us, it shows us what's right and wrong. The Word of God speaks to us, and it tells us what's right and wrong. So what we have to do, now listen, especially you young folks, just start listening to God. Start listening to hear God speak to your heart, because He'll give you good guidance. He'll give you good counsel, amen. He'll speak to you and show you the right way that we need to go. Amen. Because there is a right way and there's a wrong way. But praise God, I thank God for God's way. Amen. It'll always be right. God will never lead you down the wrong path. God will never lead you away from His righteousness. Amen. But we see God, we see that the believers are justified. Just if they have no sin. Christ was born for the sins of the world. He went to the cross of Calvary for your sins and mine. Bible says that He was made unto us righteousness. The Lord Jesus Christ, glory, you said that right. The Lord Jesus Christ was made unto us righteousness. He was made righteousness for us. That means that we didn't have a covering. We were unclothed in our sin, and the Lord has covered us, praise God, with His righteousness. And He says one day in a little while, praise God, when we get home, He's going to give us a robe of righteousness, a robe of cleansing, a robe of perfection, a robe that's been cleansed, praise God, from all the defilement of this world. Amen. And we're going to be made pure and white and stand beside Him in glory. Because He has made that robe of righteousness. He's made that righteousness for you and I. He paid the price for it. You know, in the world today, we're living today, and people want a whole lot of stuff for nothing. People now, what they want free health care, they want free education, they want free housing, they want free. But I want to say, there's nothing free. Everything has a cost. Amen. You say, well, preacher, in a lot of these countries, people's getting things free. They're not getting things free. What they do, it costs them their liberties. We have to give up our liberties in order to get those free things. They'll give you free education, but they'll tell you where to go to school and what you'll take. They'll give you free health care, but they'll tell you where you have to go to, what doctor you have to go to, and how much he can treat you. Amen? But I want to say in the Lord Jesus Christ, we got the righteousness of God, praise God, and that's the only thing that doesn't cost us anything. Amen. Everything else in this world has a cost. It has to be paid. You say, well, preacher, they said we could have all that and it wouldn't cost us nothing. Yeah, you look at your tax bill at the end of the year and you'll see how much it cost. Amen. Somebody's got to pay for it. Amen. Now they said, well, it won't cost you till the point of use. And then you pay for it at the point of use. Well, that's where it's going to be needed at. Is that the point of use? But what if it comes to a point in time in our life, praise God, we stand before Jesus Christ and our sin hadn't been paid for? We'd be still be held in account for that. But thank God, listen, He said on the cross of Calvary, redemption was made. The price of sin was paid, praise God, for you and me, and we can be justified, praise God, before a thrice holy God. We can be set free by the redemptive power of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, we ought to be a shouting and a praising His name today, because without Him, we'd still be in the penalty and the bondage of sin. But because the Lord Jesus Christ loved us, He came and He purchased us from our sin. Amen. Now when He shows us, hello? Now when He shows us that we messed up, we say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Forgive me of my sin, praise God. And He takes and cleans the slate. Amen. When we come with a repentant heart, you say, hey, preacher, how do you do it? By living by faith. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, putting our faith and our trust in Him, praise God, that brings us along in the world in which we live. It gives us the help, hope, and the confidence that we need to live justified, justified by the faith of Christ. Ain't that what it says? Amen. But now watch what it says. Right here, He said that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of law. And before that, He said, even we have believed in Jesus Christ. So He said, we believe on Him, and because we believe, put our trust in Him, we're justified by Him. Amen. And we're justified by Him, praise God, through a judicial act. Amen. Justification. You realize it took a judicial act for you and I to be justified? Some judge somewhere had to give a ruling. Amen. Brother Chris, we get caught up in drag racing, and I know we'd never do that. But the police catch you drag racing, and they set you a court date. You, in order to have any chance of getting out of that, you got to appear before the judge. Amen. Now, if you don't show up, you're automatically assumed guilty. I mean, you're just stating that, you're putting out, saying, you know what, I'm just no guilty sinner. But he said, one day we'll stand before a judicial judge, before a great judge. And the judge has to plead the case. And he said, all of us, praise God, all those that have been declared righteous in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we still have to, we appeared before, it's telling us that we appeared before the judge, and the judge looked at the case, praise God, and when it was all said and done, he said, there was sufficient evidence to convict you, but because of what? The restitution, hell glory, because the restitution that's already been paid, praise God, your time has been commuted, praise Lord, you no longer counted, that sin no longer held against you, praise God, it won't go on your license. Amen. I'm talking about living faith, praise God, living by faith this morning in Christ Jesus, the finished work of Calvary. Amen. We've all appeared before thrice holy God. Amen. So, preacher, when did I appear? On the day that God the Holy Ghost dealt with your heart and showed you as no sinner. Amen. You remember that day? You said, preacher, I don't remember that. Then you're still lost in your sin. Amen. If you've been saved in the Holy Ghost of God, dealt with your heart. Not because some man told you something happened, but because the Holy Spirit of God dealt with your heart, showed you as a sinner and needed a Savior. And realized that Lord Jesus Christ, He was there to pay you from your sin, to redeem you, praise God, of your sinfulness. To buy you back, to pay your debt. Amen. Now, did He do that so that you could get back in that car and go zooming down the road again? No. He paid that, praise God, because He loved you and He don't want to see you hurt. And if He said, so if you go against the law, you're going to get hurt. But He said, I came, praise God. He said, I fulfilled the law and I've paid the price. So I bought you out of that so I could set you free, set you at liberty so you can give God the glory, so you can listen to guidance and leadership from the God of heaven. He's the one that bought you. He's the one that showed you. He's the one that redeemed you. He's the one that delivered you, praise God. And you just give Him praise and follow Him.
Amen.
Amen. If we ever realize what Jesus has done for us, it's not hard to follow somebody that you know has your best interest at heart. I know a lot of times us as youngins, children, we rebel. I got mother a card for her Mother's Day, and I told her, and it said something like, it said a little old dog on it, and it said, you know what? He said, I thank you for all the times you tried to show me the right way. And I never, but I didn't really listen. But I thank you for your patience and I thank you for loving me anyway. Amen. I think that's how God is. He still, amen, He shows us the right way, helps us try to help the go, but we disobey and we come apart from that sometimes. But praise God, He still loves us and He's still pointing us in the right direction.
Yeah.
Amen. Loves us even in our sinfulness. But praise God, He don't want us to stay there. He wants to help us, praise God, come out where we can rejoice in the Lord. Yeah. You can't rejoice in sin. As a young lady the other night at the revival meeting talking about she'd lost her joy, that her joy was gone. Amen. And it was most of it was what the devil was doing in bringing back things that happened in her past. Amen. All of us have things in our past, don't we? I told the youngins in Sunday school, praise God, if we'll just live for the Lord and follow Him, we won't have so much to answer for in our past, praise God. We can just live for Jesus in the now and in the future. And God can bless us and bring us along. That's just living by faith, putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. But the Bible said we've appeared before the Lord Jesus Christ. Look over in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. That we have appeared before the Lord. Romans 8 and verse 30. The Bible says this. He said, moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. And when God begins to give that work, begin to do that work in you and I, it's not a work that's beginning, praise God, it's a work that's continuing.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want you to think, praise God, when you get started on a Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday at an old-fashioned altar, you realize you're a sinner needing a Savior, that God does something for you right there, and it don't continue on and on and on. I mean, when we live in by faith, we're trusting faith, Lord Jesus Christ, it's a work that's we're work that just begun.
Amen.
Amen. And we won't be finished till God says it's finished. He goes on verse 31 and says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We wonder how we'll make it through. I've heard people, about everybody in this church, all the adults, I've heard them say it one time or another, and I couldn't make it without the Lord. Amen. I believe we can all say today that we cannot make it without the Lord. We need Him. We need His help. We need His confidence. We need His encouragement, praise God, to keep us going. Amen. And we've got a lot of opposition. But He said that who can be... that nobody can be for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? There is nobody. They may want to be, but God will be that supreme force in our life. Amen. He said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? In other words, God says, I'm going to bring you to a place of completion. He said, through the Lord Jesus Christ, through the one that I used to save you, praise God, I'm going to use to deliver you and bring all things in your life into a completeness, to a wholeness, amen, to a perfection in your life.
Amen.
I asked him in Sunday school how many of them was perfect, and only Malachi raised his hand. Amen. Amen. The devil is a deceiver. Amen. But none of us is perfect yet. But God's still working on us. And praise God, we got to realize that God's working on us every day. And what we have to do is let Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let God have preeminence in our life. Let Him work in us, let Him work for us, so that He can freely give us all the things, all the goodness, all the mercy, all the help, the hope, and the love that He has for us.
Amen.
Manifests itself to us and helps us. Amen. He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Romans 8:33. It is God that justifieth. Amen. God justifieth. Amen. He's the one that said that we stood before Him, we appeared before thrice holy God, and He justified us. Amen. He said, there's some things here, but the price has already been paid.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So that we could be set free. Said, who is he that condemneth? Is it Christ that died? Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. So we see what God Almighty has done for us through Christ Jesus the Lord, amen, through this justification process that God has started in us, that he's finished in us through the finished work of Calvary. Amen. So we've appeared, we've stood, and we stood before the judge. And the finding by the judge is declared, and we see it, praise God, that there's nothing laid to our charge. That's what he was talking about a minute ago, Brother Chris. When you get your insurance payment the next time, praise God, there's no points on your license and your insurance don't go up. Amen. That's what God does in salvation when we're justified through the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, that his death, burial, and his resurrection, that he got up, praise God, victorious over all those things that the old devil in the world would bring about us. Amen. It's through a living faith in Him that this is accomplished. Praise God. The Bible says in Habakkuk 2 and 4, said, the just shall live by his faith. So what we see today is living by faith. It's an individual faith. Now listen, you young people here today, listen to Pastor Jeff just a minute. Mom and daddy may be holy. Mama and papa may be holy. They may be in church. They may be trying to do real good. But that ain't going to get you in. Amen. He said, the just or justified shall live by his faith. By our own faith, we continue to press on. By our faith, we stay faithful to God who's always been faithful to us, and we keep pressing on for God's glory. Amen? So that we can see and realize what he has for each one of us. Praise the Lord. Amen? And if we do that, we're waiting for the promise that God's offered to us for the finished work. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. For ye have need of patience. Amen. Does anybody need patience? Amen. We're not going to pray for it because that's a hard lesson. You ask God to teach you patience, you'll go through a lot of tribulation to get there. Amen. But we want patience. We ask God, please, Lord, give me patience. And then, but we'll say, Lord, make it quick. Amen. Especially in the heat of the day, in the heat of the moment, we come to places and we know we need to be more patient with people. We need more to be patient with ourselves. We need to be more patient with drivers on the road. Amen. What we need to do is just so when we get started, praise God, say, Lord, just help me to be patient today. But say, for ye have need of patience. In other words, that word need means to employ patience. In other words, we have to put patience to work for us. Hello? Good morning. Amen. We have to put patience to work for us. We have to let patience work on us. Amen. He said that after you have done the will of God, why do we need patience? So we can do the will of God. Do what God's pleased with. Ye may receive the promise. Amen. That promise that's been provided by God. He said, for yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. In other words, what he's saying, he said there's going to be an appearing of the Lord, and when it's time, praise God, there's not going to be no delay. You know, we say all the time, you know, if the Lord tarry coming, amen. And we know what people say, and you know, the Lord's not come yet. You know, we're in a waiting period for the Lord to come to get us to take us out of here. Amen. Some going out one at a time through attrition, through death, and through disease. But he said one day he's coming to get all his people to take us to be with him in the rapture of church. He's going to take us out before that awful time of tribulation. And boy, what a time that's going to be. But he said, hey, listen, we need to be ready for in a little while he's coming and we need to be ready, praise God, that he will come and he will not tarry. There'll be no delay when he wants to come. And so that's what he's telling us is we need to be ready for Jesus. He might come at any minute. How many times do we think about that in the day? Not much. We go about our business, do those things we do, get up, never have a thought of God, never have a thought about Jesus coming. But what if He comes today? What if He comes this afternoon? What if He comes in the morning? What if He comes while you're in the bed? I've had so many people say, well, preacher, one of these days, when I see the Lord coming, I'm going to get right. I'm going to get in. You'll be too late. Amen. In a moment, twinkling of eye, you'll be too late. You'll be left behind. But he said he's coming. He will not tarry. So he says what we need to be doing is living by faith. Verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. You know who those are that draw back? Draw back into perdition, draw back into sinfulness. Those that's never had no faith. Those that's never been partakers in the goodness of God. Amen. Those are the ones that go back. But those, you and I, praise God, those born again believers, we stay with God. We stay consistent in our faith, our living faith in Him. Now what is a living faith? A living faith is faith that we have while we're living. That while we're living for Lord Jesus Christ, putting our faith and trust in Him. I told him, I said, I'm so proud of our vice president yesterday. He was doing a commencement at one of the colleges, supposedly a Christian college. Some of them got out, walked out when he started. But he said, listen, said, you need to set your sights on the things of God and godliness. He said, I credit mine to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, if you want to be successful, you got to allow God to lead and guide you, make Him the Lord of your life. Praise God in things, well, you'll have good success. Basically what he was telling them. I said, glory be to God. Thank God for a man like that. Amen. But he said, now the just shall live by faith, but if a man draw it back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now look at verse 39. He said, those of faith, me and you, us, but we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. Now you know what perdition takes you? Perdition takes you to a place of loss and usefulness. It takes you to a place of ruin. Takes a place where you lose your testimony. You lose your relationship with God. You lose your relationship with your family. You lose your relationship and your testimony in your community. But he said, we're not of those that go back to that place. He said, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. Amen. So he said those that are born again believers, praise God, said we stay with God. We're waiting. In other words, we're waiting on the promise. The promise of the resurrection, the promise of the God coming and taking us to be with Him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And praise God, listen, every heartache, every trial, every tribulation we go through, praise God, it'll be a thing of the past.
Amen.
And boy, we'll just shout and praise God for His goodness. Amen. What we, Paul says, what we endure here in this world, praise God, is just light affliction.
Amen.
Compared to the glory that we'll behold.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So what do? We just keep on living our faith. In a living faith, praise God. Bless His holy name. Amen. How do you do it? By the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Who's the gospel of? Jesus Christ. He said, if you're ashamed of the gospel, then you're ashamed of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not going to be ashamed. I thank God for Brother Pence because he got up and he named on the... He said, I thank God for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of these people will get up and they'll mention God, but they'll not mention Lord Jesus Christ. They say, well, it's not politically correct.
Yeah.
I won't say it's politically correct, praise God, to mention the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bless His holy name. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So what is the gospel? The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. What we put our faith in, our living faith, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And why? Because it's the power of God unto salvation. It's that'll save us, praise the Lord. It'll save us from the world. It'll save us from ourselves. It'll save us from our flesh. And it'll save us unto God. Amen. We get better and better, praise the Lord. Amen. Better, farther on. Bless His holy name. He said to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17 says, for herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. How do we live today? How are you living today? What's sustaining you? What's moving you along? What's keeping you? If you're putting your faith in the treasures, the things that you do, the things that you have, the things that you accomplish, one day you'll fail and you'll be discouraged. You'll end up defeated. But if we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll never let us down. Amen. He'll never fail us, praise God. He'll always be with us. And praise God. He'll bring us up. He'll bring us out. He'll bring us through, glory to God, and we can shout and give Him praise all the way. When you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and that He said, the just shall live by faith. Those that's been justified. We realize where God brought us from. We realize what God done for us on the cross of Calvary, and He paid a price of sin and bought us out of that penalty of sin and set our feet, praise God, upon a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Justification, righteousness, they go together. They can't be separated. But we see God Almighty, He did that for me. And He did it for you. Back in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, and I'm just a couple things right here and I'm done. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Amen. I am crucified with Christ. I die out to this world in Jesus Christ. He helps me. He said, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's living faith. That right there, youngins, that's living faith. Brothers and sisters, that's living faith, is Christ living in us. Us living out our life in Christ Jesus our Lord and Him in us. That's the difference between a lost man and a saved man. A lost woman and a saved woman. A lost kid and a saved kid. Is Christ Jesus living in our hearts. Amen. And a life which I now live in the flesh, I live in the faith of the Son of God. Amen. Who's your faith in this morning? What are you trusting in? What's going to get you through today? But better still, what's going to get you through tomorrow and next week and next month and next year?
Amen.
I'll tell you what will get you through. Living faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He done for me. Amen. You say, why would Jesus do that for old sinners? He said, preacher, you done said we're all just a bunch of old sinners because He loved us. Amen. So I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. Amen. He loved me. Before I loved Him, before I knew Him, He was already reaching down to me.
Amen.
Before I ever thought, Brother Ralph, about reaching up to Him, He reached down to me. reached down to where I was, showed me that I was a sinner and I needed to be saved. And I put my faith and trust in Him. What He did on Calvary. He stood on Calvary, praise God. He hung on there, shed His blood for the sins of the world, and He said, it's finished.
Amen.
The price is paid. Redemption has been bought through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm living by that faith because He loved me. How much did He love me? That He gave Himself for me. How much did He love you? That He gave Himself for you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He gave Himself for you. Amen. He loved you. Let me ask you a question more. Do you love Him?
Amen.
Do we reciprocate that love? Do we show Him that love? Amen. Have we given ourselves to Him? Have you said, Lord, here am I. I love You, and I just want to be there. I just want You to be there in my heart. I want You to show me the way and lead me where You'd have me to go.
Amen.
Blake, I told Malachi and Allie, you're fixing to go out on a big road now. Amen. Time you're going to take the training wheels off, praise God, and just hit the big road by yourself. You done went through the 12 years of school, 13, if you went to kindergarten. I didn't get to go. They kicked me out after one day. Amen. Going to go next year to the first grade, and they wouldn't let me go first grade because my birthday wasn't right. So I thought I was going to get out of going to school, but I ended up having to go because Mama made me. Amen. She said, you learn anything? I said, well, I know. And I said, why do you go? I said, because Mama made me. Amen. But I learned a few things, praise God, and then it comes to a day when you get out on your own. You step out. Where you step out in faith in, you have to step out in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever school you choose, because He's going to be the adversary. He's going to hit you wide open. The adversary is going to attack you everywhere you go. But you know what? If you'll say, you know what? The Lord Jesus Christ died for my sins. And He loves me. And He's promised to be with me. He's promised to help me. He's promised to protect me. So you have the same offering that all of us do.
Amen.
When we live by faith, living faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, it makes all the difference.
Yes,
amen. It crosses all the T's and dots all the I's. So that we can live our life, praise God. And God said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, but that He would provide for us all the days of our life. Amen. He said, Brother X, He said, I'll never see the righteous forsaken or his seed a begging bread. Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying this morning. We need to have a living faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. See, the Galatians, Paul's talking to them. They were trying to bring salvation. Through salvation, they're trying to bring works and Christ. Christ and works. But Paul says it's not of you weren't bought by your works. He said you were bought by the redemptive power of the shed blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And he said there's nothing else that'll take its place. There's nothing else that'll fill that void in your life but the Lord Jesus Christ. Justified, amen, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as if we had never sinned. Yo, we are sinners indeed. Jesus came and He saved us. But He said, the just shall live by His faith. How's your faith this morning? Is your faith strong? Do you believe? Do you trust in the Lord? You say, preacher, my faith just ain't what it ought to be. You say, I wouldn't be... It ain't that. But you say, well, preacher, I'm ashamed of that. Why? Why would you be ashamed of that? If our faith is not as strong as we'd like to be, my faith's not as strong as I'd like for it to be. Amen? But I can do just like the disciples can do. I can say, Lord, help my faith. The fellow brought his son, lunatic son, to the Lord. And the Lord says, if you have faith. And he said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my faith. Increase my faith. We all need to have stronger faith. Amen? We need it for ourselves. We need it for each other. We need it for our loved ones. We need it for our church. Amen. We need it for those that's lost in the world that need to see faith in us when the time for faith is needed. And it's getting to be more and more prevalent. Boy, we need faith every day. We all need faith every day. But I ask you this morning, how's your faith? Who's your faith in? Are you trusting the Lord? Is your faith strong? Is your faith strong enough to get you through? I guarantee you all of us could use just a little bit of help. If you're a mama and a daddy today, listen to me, I guarantee you need just a little bit of help. Amen? If you're a grandparent with grandchildren, I guarantee you need just a little bit of help. or a whole lot of help. Amen. If you're a parent that's got grown children, we need buckets of help. Amen. Help in faith in the Lord. Say, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. What he was saying is, Lord, just increase my faith. Amen. I can't heal him. I can't help him. I can't do nothing. But Lord, I know that you can. As you stand with me today, how's your faith? Who's your faith in? Is it strong enough to give you victory over every challenge that you face in this life?